أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان ومن يتبع خطوات الشيطان فإنه يأمر بالفحشاء والمنكر ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد أبدا ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء والله سميع عليم صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 21 of Surah An-Nur. After discussing the major portion of the ifk, the slander against our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O those who believe, La tattabi'u khutuwati shaytan, do not follow the footsteps of shaytan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us commandments in the Quran and there are prohibitions. Amongst the greatest prohibitions of the Quran is that we should never ever follow the footsteps of shaytan. وَمَنْ يَتَّبِعْ خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ, whoever follows the footsteps of shaytan, what does shaytan primarily do? فَإِنَّهُ يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ, then certainly he commands to al-fahsha. Al-fahsha, immodesty, indecency, shamelessness, promiscuity, haram relationships, all of that falls under the category of al-fahsha. And the second is al-munkar, and munkar generally means evil things. Here the commentators have brought to our attention a very, very important aspect, that al-fahsha is also munkar. But because the importance of us as an ummah, as individuals, that we remain away and we keep away from anything that is indecent, anything that is shameless, anything that is immodest, is so important in the life of a believer that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has separated them. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ, and if it was not for the fadl, the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would have not purified anyone forever. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about a very great fadl, that shaitan, his work, he is at work every second, he's trying to deviate us. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the other hand purifies us from following shaitan, falling into the trap of shaitan. And this is a great fadl, a great grace and rahmah of Allah, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself keeps us away from the trap of shaitan, falling into temptation, falling into the waswasa of shaitan. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, through his perfect knowledge, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala purifies whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires, whomsoever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants. So whenever we are saved from the traps of shaitan, it is the fadl, it is the grace of Allah, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala purified us from keeping away from shaitan. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ, this is Allah, whoever Allah ta'ala so desires, Allah ta'ala keeps away from the trap of shaitan. وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is sami', Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all-hearing. عَلِيم, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all-knowing. Allah knows the onslaught and the attack of shaitan. Allah knows how much we try to save ourselves from shaitan. And all of that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala rewards us for. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.